Good morning. It's 6:52.
It's been a long, grueling weekend of work in intense heat for power crews and a long, grueling weekend in stifling heat without air conditioning for about a half million of us, more than a million of us who lost power after Friday night storms. Progress, though, is being made, and joining us live with the latest on that, Rob Gould, the vice president at BGE. Good morning, Rob. What can you tell us for the latest?
Well, you're right. We are making progress. We've restored about 400,000 customers in just about 2 days. Now, if you're one of the 246,000 customers that's still without power, we know that's not good enough, and we're working hard to restore power. I would tell you that we had storms roll through last night, and we lost another 12 or so thousand customers. So the challenge for us, unlike what you see normally with a hurricane where the storm blows out and you have good weather behind it with no real challenges, here we have the combination of high heat, but also almost like airplanes lined up coming from the west. We've got thunderstorm activity. Granted, today may not be that bad. The risk is pretty low.
We also didn't have the advance notice that we get with some of the hurricanes that come through. But still, people here after the last storm, listen, we made improvements and hopefully it'll be better next time. And they say, well, here we are again looking at a week before power comes back.
Well, I would say, you know, it is a challenge, but the reality is those improvements that we make are predicated on us also having advance notice where we can bring in, as we typically do, 800, 900, 1,000 out-of-state utility workers and have them bedded down, ready to go once the storm passes, and that's what we did with Irene. So there are changes that we did put in place, but the problem is, and I just did a live shot with one of the Baltimore TV stations, and the weathercaster said there is no way that any of us could have seen this coming. Right. And such, we're behind the eight ball. But here at BGE, we've got over 1,000 out-of-state linemen or utility workers that are going to be hitting our territory today from as far north as Quebec, Canada, and Michigan, as far south as Texas and Florida. And these folks are going to be working with the 1,300 BGE folks that are already in the field. So we've got a strong complement now that we're going to be making even more progress than we have. But the reality is this restoration for us is going to extend into the weekend. The majority of folks will be in service before then, but we learned after Hurricane Irene, we are not going to put out individual estimated times of restoration because, especially with the weather we're facing, things can change, and that only serves to get anger more of our customers.
So at this point, then, you can't give perhaps like a county-by-county estimate of when people might start to see their power restored?
No, and to be honest with you, at least the way we approach restoration at BGE, it's a balanced restoration, so there is no one jurisdiction, no one county or city that we serve gets more proportionally than the other. So we are constantly, it's like an opera, we are constantly balancing the restoration to ensure Anne Arundel, Prince George's, Montgomery, or other counties that we serve are getting the balanced resources and the balanced restoration.
Rob, we appreciate you keeping us updated, and we'll talk to you again soon. And thanks to all the workers for BGE who are out trying to get power back. We appreciate
that
as well.
Thank you very much.
Rob Gould, Vice President of BGE. Money.